Is there anybody going to listen to my story?
His story begins in Liverpool, a lad named Jude who sets out for America, quitting his job at the shipyard and leaving his girlfriend behind.
I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true.
Hey Jude, what you don't know yet is that your true love awaits you across the Atlantic, a vivacious young Yankee named Lucy. But it is the tumultuous 60s, with violence punctuating the struggle for civil rights at home, while in a far-off country, young men die on the battlefields of an escalating war.
Well, you may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer. Look out! Help.
Director Julie Taymor chose 33 Beatles songs for Across the Universe. With all due respect to purists, Taymor knew the iconic music had to be reinterpreted and performed by her cast.
How can you use the Beatles' performances? It's impossible. What are you going to do, have these guys lip-syncing the Beatles? No, that's not this movie. What you have to really respect is that John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and with a little help from Ringo Starr, were great songwriters. That means their songs can be interpreted by many performers. And to limit it to being the Beatles is a mistake. Because it's not about... Those are perfect performances. But that doesn't mean those songs can't be reinterpreted like all Mozart is, or Sondheim, or any... You know, you have different singers singing great artists' work.
He wear no shoeshine. He got touch and football. He got monkey finger. He shoot.
There are some cameos, including rock stalwart Joe Cocker's gravelly take on Come Together, and Irish pop star Bono does I Am the Walrus as a turned-on, tuned-out drug guru. But most of the music is by the fresh-faced young people playing the main characters.
If I trust in you, oh please, don't run and hide.
Evan Rachel Wood is love-struck young Lucy, and English newcomer Jim Sturgis is wistful Jude.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover.
Director Taymor says their youth and energy reflects the more innocent time in which the film is set.
Having these young people means you're going to have fresh faces. They're not jaded in any way. We also had to do a month and a half of rehearsal and pre-record, so they got together. They called it Beatles Camp. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that they bonded, they came together as a group from very disparate places, and they were what you see on that film. The charisma and the chemistry is what you see on the movie.
Yeah, you got that something. I think you'll understand.
It also may come as a revelation that songs, especially the early Beatles love songs, originally performed by men, work really well when sung by women. And Taymor says not a word had to be changed.
Do you think any guy right now would sing Hold Me Tight or It Won't Be Long, Yeah, Yeah? Those Beatles at that time were channeling 15-year-old girls, you know. They were really, that's why the girls were going nuts, because they sang their feelings.
While it is a love story at heart, Across the Universe also deals with social unrest and political upheaval, and Taymor says other Beatles songs fit those themes as well.
I and the writers and all of the kids in the movie, we were very aware that this is not a period piece, nostalgic period piece, that this piece is as important and as contemporary today as it was then, as what is going on. I think that their songs, which were simple and love songs of a certain sort, Hold Me Tight and all of those, going right through their psychedelic, more druggy period. They're fabulously moving and entertaining, but they also were social statements.
I want you. I want you so bad.
Across the Universe features Joe Anderson as Maxwell, who, yes, has a silver hammer, Dana Fuchs belts out Janis Joplin style as Sexy Sadie, and Martin Luther McCoy sings like Marvin Gaye and does Jimi Hendrix guitar riffs as JoJo. Salma Hayek and Eddie Izzard also have cameos, and several of the widescreen production numbers include director Julie Taymor's signature oversized puppets. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jai Guru. Gonna change.